AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The top U.S. and coalition general in Afghanistan says last weekend's deadly airstrike on a hospital should not have happened.
Sagar Magani with more.
General John Campbell says flatly the Doctors Without Borders clinic in northern Afghanistan was mistakenly struck and that U.S. forces would never intentionally target a protected medical facility. Campbell says Afghan forces who said they were under Taliban attack called in the strike.
Even though the Afghans request that support, it still has to go through a rigorous U.S. procedure.
Campbell tells a Senate panel investigators are interviewing clinic workers and others to figure out what happened. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Days of rain in South Carolina take its toll. Flooding and car crashes killing 14 in the state, two more in neighboring North Carolina. Governor Nikki Haley says it's too early to even estimate the cost of the damage. She notes hundreds of roads, highways, and bridges have been closed by the high water or damage from the flooding.
The Department of Transportation is reporting 469 closures. 163 of those are bridges.
Engineers are checking the state's roads and bridges. Tens of thousands of people in the Columbia area have no running water. More than 350,000 others have been told to boil their tap water. Federal bribery and conspiracy charges have been filed against a former United Nations General Assembly president, a billionaire Chinese real estate mogul, and four others. U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara says his investigators aren't finished.
As we investigate further, we will be asking the question, is bribery business as usual at the U.N.?
Bharara says former General Assembly President John Ash took more than $500,000 in bribes, using his position as permanent resident of the United Nations for Antigua and Barbuda to help the others gain investments and government contracts. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 5. This is AP Radio News. Julie Leach says she had no problem making one decision after winning last week's $310.5 million Powerball game.
I quit automatically. I was done.
The Michigan mother and grandmother worked third shift at a fiberglass factory. She says she'll use her $140 million one-time payout to help her extended family.
I don't want them to have to work like I had to work and deal with the kind of things that I had to deal with over life. I just want to make it a good life for them.
Police in Ohio say they were called to a house by a man who said he'd gotten too high smoking marijuana. The Youngstown Vindicator reports Austintown police chief found the 22-year-old man curled in a fetal position on the floor, groaning, surrounded by munchies, including Doritos, Goldfish crackers, and Chips Ahoy. They found the pot in his car. He refused medical treatment. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.